It's not just Northern Pass. It's not just finding a way to bring more natural gas in, making sure we do renewable projects smartly here in New Hampshire, which I've been a big proponent of, just being smarter about our renewables. I'm an environmental engineer. This is what I did. I cleaned up hazardous waste projects. I designed green energy projects. I've invested my own personal money into good renewable projects. But you have to be smart about it, taking into account the economic, social, and environmental impacts. That's the expertise I bring to the table. And frankly, it's unmatched of any gubernatorial candidate in recent history. If we're smarter about it, we can, again, say no to the projects that don't make sense, have more money for projects that are more efficient, so we can do more of the projects that work.
You know, I think what's most important is that folks look at our records here. That solar array I was at in Durham is the second biggest one in the state, and one of many that Chris has consistently voted against. In fact, I think he's probably voted against more solar and renewable energy projects than any politician in state history. I'd love for somebody to compile a whole list. But I know that the biggest array in the state in Peterborough, a smaller locally supported wind project in Berlin, projects in Manchester and on the roof of the high school in Portsmouth and Plymouth are all ones that passed with bipartisan support in most cases, but without Chris's support.
Yeah. Is the executive council voting on solar array projects?
Yeah, let's be clear. I have voted for far more renewable projects than I've said no to. But let's take a quick example. $4 million solar array in Manchester to save the city $26,000 a year. Does that make any sense to anybody? That's not a good project. We can get a bigger bang for our buck. That would have, by the way, zero impact to taxpayers or ratepayers. So we can create programs and projects that we get a bigger bang for our buck. Geothermal, hydro, good solar projects, wind projects. I've supported all of them, the ones that are good, smart, and make sense for New Hampshire. Councilor Van Alstyne's right. He has been a rubber stamp and voted for every single project without question since the day he took over as the council. I bring discernment, judgment, and frankly, just good common sense to making sure we do it right.